Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bring in Daryl Ryder, who joins us right now on the North Homestead. Or excuse me, he's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello there, Daryl.
Hello, boys. Happy birthday, Llama.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that.
What'd you get him for his birthday, Daryl?
I got him this birthday greeting.
How about hot takes?
Yeah, should we? Some of them. I like a hot take.
Do you agree with Herm Edwards that we should just start the rookies?
No, absolutely not.
Now tell me why, Daryl.
You're talking about third and fifth round picks, number one. Number two, the whole reason you brought in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco was so that you don't have to start one of these rookies week one. Now, if they happen to end up being the best man for the job after training camp in the preseason, that's a different conversation. But I like how the Browns are approaching this quarterback thing. I know some fans are frustrated with Shedeur Sanders not getting first-team reps. They're bringing him along slowly, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. This franchise has committed the sin of rushing rookie quarterbacks to the field time and time again. Tell me how that's worked out for them. So, no, they should not be aiming to start one of these rookies in week one.
Well, what would it take, though? Like, what would you have to see to even bring it up as if it was part of the equation? Because we noted earlier in the show what happened in Washington last night. That was a quarterback that took over right away, and they never looked back. However, that was
also a first-round pick.
Well, right. Now, in our debates about Shedeur, we've been questioning whether or not we should even talk about what round he was drafted in, because there was plenty of conversation. He could go second overall. So how much does it matter
where
he was taken?
Well, that conversation was in the media, though. That conversation was not in NFL circles. I don't think that there's a single team in the National Football League that had Shedeur Sanders as a top five pick. So, just because the media is talking about it or talked about it leading up to the draft does not mean that that was the reality of how NFL teams had graded Shedeur out going into the draft. That's not to say that he can't become a franchise quarterback, but
do you think he had first round talent, Daryl? Do we put that to rest now because he was taken in the fifth round?
I had him as a second rounder, so okay. And I had said that I didn't feel he was a top five pick or a first round pick, and if he would go in the first round, it would be in the back end of the first round with a team trading up so they get that, you know, fifth year of control. I didn't think he was a first round pick. But clearly so did the rest of the NFL, right? So the Browns may have stumbled into something with him. Only time will tell. But to rush this kid onto the field, I think would be football malpractice right now. Let him continue to do what he's been doing. There's been dramatic improvement from the first time that I saw him practice in rookie minicamp, which, by the way, looked pretty good. Okay? Looked really good. to now. He ran a very nice 2-minute drill to end minicamp yesterday. Caught the snap, let it rip, and completed passes, which was good to see. Allow Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave to develop this kid before throwing him out there to the Wolves.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. That was plenty hot for everybody. I enjoyed that very much, Daryl. How does Javonte Quick look in camp so far?
Who?
Javonte Quick. He's out of Southeast Alabama.
Seems to be dazzling right now.
They've got 13 receivers on the roster. I'm pretty sure he's not one of them.
Daryl, let somebody tip you off.
Can't get anything past him. Good. No, that's good.
Somebody tell him.
No, it's a good test. He knows what he's talking about. That way we can.
I would have just lied. I just would have gone with
our joke was, Daryl, that there were 13 wide receivers and that I can make up a name and someone's just going to go, yeah, he's got, he knows how to run the right route. He can run all the routes. And he's already developed a pretty good rapport with Dylan Gabriel.
Daryl, you don't have to name any names, but do you remember there was a sports talk radio host in this town way back when, where people would try to prank him with a baseball card of a name, and it would just be their neighbor. And
yes. I remember that bit. Yes,
sometimes it worked. Yes, it did.
So for you, Daryl,
I'm still waiting for the Browns to trade for Dak Prescott.
I'm glad he got.
Wait a second.
Put the safety on, Daryl.
Sorry.
Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. You wanted hot. You got hot, Tone. Oh, that video is going to make it up online, that face you just made. Anyway, Daryl.
That's my birthday present to Tone.
So for you, because I going back to the quarterbacks real quick, okay, what would it take for you to start him? And I'm like, all right, well, guys would probably have to get hurt first. Yeah. But it's not the opinion of guys like me or anything like that. Like he could probably go out there and go 14 of 14 for 3 touchdowns in the preseason, and you're going to have radio show hosts and pundits going, you are wasting your time not playing them. The future is now. Play them right now. I think you got to ask Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and Ethan Posick and Jerry Jeudy if this is a guy that can push either him or Dylan Gabriel, if the rookie is a guy that can push this offense forward, that he can protect himself, that he can help you guys win games, that he is as good as Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett would be in this scenario. Those are the opinions that matter to me.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Look, I think Joe Flacco is the best quarterback on the roster right now. And that can change over time at some point. I don't know that Kenny Pickett's the second best quarterback on this roster right now. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel should be getting first team reps right now, just based off stuff I've seen. But he's the third round pick. He went 50 picks in front of Shedeur Sanders, so they're going to give him a look. And we know how Andrew Berry is when it comes to his draft picks. He doesn't cut them the first year, and he sometimes tries to cram them down our throats to tell us how right he was about those selections. I got to be honest with you. I didn't post the videos because
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hard to see, but I went back and looked. I was watching from the end zone. There were plays where I could not see Dylan Gabriel. Like, could not see the kid because of height. There were at least three snaps where he had to reach up above his head to grab the snap because the center was a little too high with them. These are not good thing. These are not good problems to have at that position. And so, you know, I wasn't sold on him when they drafted him. I was stunned that Andrew Berry made the pick. I think everybody was stunned that Andrew Berry made the pick. But I almost feel like that they're just, nope, we drafted him in the third round. We're going to make this kid work. Going to give him the opportunities. And, you know, I don't know what he did to deserve those first reps during minicamp the way he got on days one and two. You know, and at some point, in come training camp, they're going to actually have to prepare for the season. The four-man quarterback competition is going to have to end, and they're going to have to actually get ready for a season. So I think Kevin Stefanski's done a pretty good job managing those practice reps now, and I'm sure he'll do a great job in training camp managing them. It's part of the reason they have 13 wide receivers right now on this roster to help them, you know, split these guys up and get them as many reps as they can. But, you know, I don't know when it's going to be in training camp. I don't know what the date is going to be. But, like, at some point, you have to stop with the competition and you have to begin the actual preparation for the upcoming season and turn the offense over to somebody.
Okay, Daryl, somebody asked me a question, so I'm just going to ask you here. Xavier on Twitter Reactions, also brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Can we ask Daryl Ryder why we are okay with rushing Kenny Pickett on the field? He hasn't shown anything to be anything but a backup. Kenny has looked so bad. If you hold a rookie back because of Kenny Pickett, I'd fire all of them. That's what Real Xavier P says on Twitter. Okay, what's your answer to that, bud?
Well, Kenny Pickett's in his fourth year, so he's not a rookie. Number two, he did have 6-7 comebacks with the Pittsburgh Steelers, albeit awful football. He also had an awful offensive coordinator in Matt Canada, okay, that they could not run out of Pittsburgh fast enough. So they're giving him an honest look to see if there is something there. And look, I'm torn on what the Browns should do with this whole quarterback thing. You know, I find myself talking out of both sides of my mouth. There's part of me that says you put Joe Flacco out there because he gives you the absolute best chance to win, okay? There's part of me that says, well, you traded for Kenny Pickett, who's in his fourth year. You got to see if you got something there, so you might as well start him week one. And then there's part of me, to what you guys were asking earlier, it says, you know what? You drafted these two rookies. You got these two first-round picks next year. You got to figure out whether or not these kids can play, or do you have to go ahead and get yourself a quarterback by any means necessary in the first round of next year's draft. So, you know, I don't know which one's right now, I'll admit, but, you know, they like Kenny Pickett. He has some of the intangible traits that they like. Again, even though he doesn't play pretty football, he found ways to help the Pittsburgh Steelers win some games late in the fourth quarter. And let's be honest about it, the Browns haven't had many quarterbacks capable of doing that. So I understand the Browns' intrigue with him, but, you know, Xavier's point, yeah. I mean, I don't know that starting Kenny Pickett week one is the smartest move either. So I can make a case for all three scenarios, guys.
Daryl Ryder with us right now with his unbelievable Browns coverage. So heartfelt letter from Nick Chubb yesterday to the people of Cleveland. We were parsing through it because, you know, it's the offseason. Looking for thank yous to anybody in particular. He kept it very vague and talked about how Cleveland fans deserve a winner, all that stuff. Now you got two running backs that are about to try to at least take up some of his role. Can they do it? Do you see one being able to leap ahead of the other? Is there anything definitively you've seen from the first few weeks?
Well, they both look good, but as Deuce Staley said yesterday, they're wearing pajamas right now. So it's really hard to make any concrete judgments. I asked Kevin Stefanski earlier this week specifically about Junkins and his cutting ability and you know how much that jumps off when they go back and you know, watched the film, and he kind of downplayed it a little bit too, because again, there's no contact. Now, Staley did say yesterday he does believe that this running back room has what it takes to reestablish that dominant Browns running game that they used to have with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. He believes that they've got the kids to do that once again. Also, it should be mentioned, Myles Garrett earlier this week, you know, seemed pretty crestfallen that Chubb is no longer here, and he told us that he, in fact, is part of his return efforts, if you will, to come back on board with what the Browns were doing. He lobbied to have Nick Chubb back, but clearly that did not happen. But it was a nice letter that Nick wrote, and I don't think that there's any doubt that there'll be a vacuum left in that locker room that somebody's going to have to fill.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show, and yeah, man, the men in the brown pajamas, worthy bleeping adversaries. What did you think of the letter itself? Did you like the letter? Was there?
Yeah.
Did he mean anything by not including the organization or anything like that, or is it just, hey, that's Nick, no big deal?
I think that's Nick. I mean,
would you blame him if he felt a little bit slighted?
No, absolutely not.
That's the way I felt too. Yeah.
And look, I hope he goes down to Houston and rushes for 1,500 yards. I really do. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. I also understand why the Browns went with the youth movement in that room. So this is the unfortunate part of being a sports fan. As we see often, your favorite player leaves your favorite team. And again, it's the unfortunate business part of things. But yeah, I hope Nick Chubb goes down to Houston and he absolutely tears it up. And look, I'll be honest with you, I hope these kids the Browns brought in this offseason, I hope they go out there and tear it up, you know? So if that happens, I think that that'll ease some fans' pain of not having number 24 out there this fall.
Daryl, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week. All the best.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
The sensational Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.